We are a proud member of the 143 Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Cheers to Comics podcast is proudly affiliated with NSCLiveTV.com. That's No Signal Comics. NSCLiveTV.com. Find the Cheers to Comics podcast on channel 34 of NSCLiveTV.com. No Signal Comics. The best in auction action. Well, hello again, Slurds. Welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I'm your host, Brian Wayne. This is episode 257. Yep, 257. The 257th episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast is going to be a pull list priorities. Now, these are going to be the priorities for the books slated to hit your slots on the 2nd of December, as well as the FOCs due by the 30th? Yeah, we'll say 30th. by Monday. So, there you go. It's exactly what I said it is. I'll be talking about the books coming out and the books that you're going to need to order. You'll notice that this is a very small week. Typically, that's usually the case in December. You know, the people know, the people, those aren't people. The publishers know, you know, it's got more important things to worry about than, you know, comic books during the holiday season. Because, you know, consumerism and all of that jazz. So, that'll probably be the case for the next few episodes, but I don't know, I could be wrong too. I've been wrong from time to time. Yeah, you may notice that this podcast is not available on your Friday morning commute this weekend. And frankly, Thanksgiving, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Mine was a mess. Spent it in the hospital, getting some little baby stitches. So, yeah, by the time it was all said and done, got the food cooked and ate and all of that good shit, I had plumb forgotten that I had a podcast to record, so apologies for being just a little bit late. I hope I didn't throw off your schedule too much, but there's still plenty of time. Still plenty of time. So, let's just get on with it. Let's start out with the FOCs coming out from the majority due by Monday. Let's start with Vault Comics. Do got a few books on the FOCs from Vault this week. We've got Dark Interlude number 2. There are two covers to choose from on that one. We have a number 1 with, it looks like, 5 covers here. So what do we have here? Picture of Everything Else, number 1. Dan Waters, okay, whore. Yep, nope, looking at the cover, definitely whore. And then Kishore Mohan? Alright. As the 20th century dawns, art promises to change the world and steep it in blood. A rash of impossible killings sweep through Paris, tearing the rich and beautiful apart in their beds. When two art thieves stumble upon the portraits of the victims damaged in the exact same manner they died, it appears the man who once painted the immortal portrait of Dorian Gray has returned with darker plans for future works. Oh yeah. For sure. That sounds pretty neato. I'd check that out. I like art, you know? Once, like I said, 5 covers here. There's some foil, you know, 1 in 15, 1 in 30 on that deluxe foil. All right, cool. There you go, Vault. And also from Vault, we have Shadow Service number 5. 2 covers on this one, I believe. Let's see here. Face her enemy is finally revealed. Yeah, I don't know if this is the fifth issue. Well, it's obviously the fifth issue, but I mean the final issue in a miniseries or not. I don't know if this is ongoing or what's going on here. Yeah, this is a book that's been on my pull list. I've yet to really have the opportunity to pick up. Oh, and I feel really, really crappy about that. Looks like something I dig. I don't know. If it is a complete arc, then I'll go through and check it out then. But, yeah, we'll see. Vault Comics. Now we go to Valiant. We do have some Valiant. Oh, yes. Okay. No more 7 months in between issues on EXO. EXO Man of War number 3. Oh, yeah. 3 covers to choose from here. Damn. These are all really good, too. I like them. Valiant is just, they know how to put out quality books. The EXO is just in addition to the great stuff that's come out recently. I mean, the four-parter from Quantum and Woody was incredible. So incredible, in fact, that I had to get Ryan Brown on the podcast. And then, Bloodshot is dope. Rye is some of the best stuff I'm reading at all, period, in general, altogether. So, don't sleep on Valiant books. It's just, so goddamn good. Let's go to Oni Press. Oni Press, Rick and Morty, Ever After, number 3. 2 covers on that one. See, I thought this was a one-shot. And because of that, I didn't pick it up, but now I feel like I'm missing out. Shucky darns. Let's see what else here. I never stop at heavy metal. See, this is what happens when I do this without notes. I'm just winging it right now, guys. I have no idea what's coming out next week. So from Heavy Metal Magazine, we've got Brooklyn Gladiator, number 4. All right. Man, it's... cool. It looks gnarly. And it's 2033. New Yorkers survive on scraps in a despoiled America. John Miller is an action hero for the ages, a rough and ready badass who could drink Han Solo, Jack Burton, and John McClane under the table. Alright. Right on. Simone Aston, Simon Basley? Simeon Aston, my bad. Cool. That looks gnarly. See what happens when you go off the beaten path? You find things. Cool things. What else here? What is... Okay, nothing from Aftershock this week. How about Action Lab? From Action Lab Entertainment, we've got Miranda and Maelstrom number 4. So, there you go. Don't know what that is, but if you're reading it, you've been reminded. Boom. Let's talk Boom. Boom Studios, Dune. House Atreides, number 3 of the 12-part maxi series prequel. 3 covers on that one. No, I take that back. 2 covers. 2 covers and a second printing on number 2. Ew. Once again, Jay Lee getting the cover on that one. Pretty gnarly. Pretty gnarly. So what is this, like Tremors? Sorry. Did I just piss off a bunch of people? Firefly, Blue Sun Rising, number 1. All right. More, once again, an IP that I have no connection to in any way, shape, or form. I tried watching Firefly. I couldn't turn it off fast enough. Just saying. I guess I'm going to use this podcast to, I'm going to keep your interest by pissing you off. That's how I'm going to do it. Don't turn it off. oh, shit, it gets better. It gets better. You know what I hate more than anything is Labyrinth. And I mean that. I can't stand the Labyrinth. So Jim Henson's Labyrinth Masquerade, number 1. Oh, it's an $8 book, too. Get excited. Awesome. That's on the FOCs. Order it by Monday. Something is Killing the Children, number 13. Right on. That's just the first print. Give it some time. I'll be talking about Something is Killing the Children, number 13's fifth print. Because That's how this book rolls. Or how Boom's rolling with this book. I don't know. I say they just print the fucking right amount the first time. And then, yeah. Unkindness of Ravens, number 4 of the 4-part maxi series, wrapping up. 2 covers on that one. And, yeah, there you go. It's an interesting B cover. It's very folky. Folky indeed. Alright, so that's Boom. A little bit of Boom, now let's go Dynamite. Yes, Dynamite. I like going Boom to Dynamite. Mars Attacks, Red Sonja, number 5. Yeah, 3 covers on this one. And then, oh, wait. No, 4 covers on this one. One of which is a very limited $50 Virgin variant. Which is essentially just the Virgin variant to the A cover. Now, I know, you guys know I'm not a big Dynamite fan. I'm not a Red Sonja fan in the Dynamite universe. You know, I could dig on Marvel Red Sonja, but, all super sexualized and whatnot, not so much. Now, you bring John Layman and Mars Attacks into the Dynamite mix, and Jaboy is collecting it. Oh my gosh, I thought I saw... okay. funny art here. On the B cover, there's a back loincloth shot of Red Sonja. And I swear to God, and I can't even say for sure that that's not what it is that it looks like, but it looks like there's some blood running down her thigh. What? What is going on there? This cover is gnarly. And just beyond that, I mean, you get little Mark Marks fucking in a bikini loincloth battle out. What is going on? I can't wait to read all of this. I think this is just a 5-part or 2 wrapping up. Get excited. Ah, John Layman. That freaking guy. And then you got a bunch of Vampirella shit as well. So, Dynamite. Yeah. From IDW, we have CSRO's number 2. The first one was pretty good. I liked it. I could see that one, this one going places. Just a little 5-parter. But, yeah, number 2. And then Star Wars Adventures Smuggler's Run, number 1. So, a little Han and Chewie, baby. Some Disney Star Wars. It's all Disney, but... It definitely says Disney on the cover, because it's IDW. And that's it from IDW. Like I said, order it by Monday. There's not a lot to choose from. If you don't order it, you're it's going to be a small, small week for you. A lot of this stuff is due to come out the 30th of... Wait, no. Order's due the 30th. My bad. I would imagine, like, Christmas week? New Year's week? Yep. Dark Horse Comics, we got Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Song of Glory, number 3. There you go. Gamers, get on it. You Look Like Death, Tales from the Umbrella Academy, number 4 of 6. Yeah, it's on my pull list, but really just for the sake of future speculation. I feel like this is a good hold. Eventually, you know, Klaus is going to get his little mini-series on the TV, I'm sure. You know, if any of the Umbrella Academy kids get a spinoff, it's going to be Klaus faux show. And I think this is the first taste of what we can imagine from that, as far as why I'm not reading it. I really don't like Gerard's way of writing. See? Everything about the guy just frustrates me. Fucking My Chemical Romance, Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, I mean, he's getting $4 every week from me, or every issue from me, so, eh. 3 covers to choose from on that. I'm not hating, I'm not saying don't go out and read this book. I gotta leave that disclaimer every time. I'm allowed to have feelings every once in a while about a book. You know, I think you guys would find this disingenuous if I didn't have some sort of opinion. Obviously, the dude, you know, people enjoy his writing. The majority enjoy his writing. It's just not me. And I'm probably really just super biased because, you know, I can't stand his stupid band. But, Yeah. I mean, I like the show. The guy has good concepts. I can't diss him for that, but I've yet to read anything that he's written that I've enjoyed in the slightest. So, yeah. Alright, that's all for Dark Horse. Now, Image Comics coming out, or not coming out, due to be ordered by Monday. We have Department of Truth number 4, Mucho Hato Cerezo. Trad Moore doing a variant? Are you kidding me? Sign me up for both. Looks like I got a little room to be ordering some extra stuff this week. On account of how little there is coming out. You'll see. You will see. Family Tree, number 10, more Jeff Lemire goodness. This was one that I wish I would have stayed on. I fudged up hardcore, not adding it ongoing. I read issue number 1, it was really, really good. But I missed the rest, so now I gotta trade weight it. So good, too. Gideon Falls, number 27. $8 book, good lot. Oh, it's the series finale. Son of a bitch. I was just thinking, man, you would think this would be ending sometime soon. But, nope, now. It's ending now. Wow. Sunny beaches. Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about the Ice Cream Man now, huh? How about that? Those prices of Ice Cream Man 1 shooting through the frickin' roof? Gnarly. I say hold if you're a seller, but, you know, if you're tied up for a holiday cash and you have some Ice Cream Man early stuff, I mean, take advantage, I guess. I mean, you're just going to get more money down the road by holding on to it, but yeah. But I also think that, you know, this is a series that will, every issue, just kind of like Something is Killing the Children, all of them will have huge potential. Because they're not widely printed, you know, despite the popularity for them. A lot of the popularity is due to the, you know, demand and lack of supply. You know, if there's an abundance of these, I'm not sure as many people would be talking about them. It's just finally people started reading their damn comics and realized, oh shit, this is really, 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 really good. I find more of this. And then they realize, oh, I can't find more of this because there's not a lot of it. And then sellers realize people are looking and then they hike up the prices. This is economics. People is supply and demand. This is, you know, how it works. Well, it's just don't pre-order something because it's hot. Pre-order something that you like and then just hope it gets hot, you know. But yeah, I don't know. This is a great series, and I've been saying it from the beginning. I first found out about it, I want to say it was issue 6 is when I started in my collection. I'm not lucky enough to say I have 1 through 5. I was late to the game too, not 22 issues late, but I found out a long time ago that this series is incredible, and I'm surprised it took this long to kick off. But there you go, Ice Cream Man. And the covers. Oh my gosh, these covers. Let me tell you, 2 to choose from by Monday. Another super hot series that people will be clamoring over here very shortly is Killadelphia. We're at issue number 11 now. 2 covers on this one. Fagredo doing the variant on this one. And let me tell you, it's good stuff, man. Good stuff. HBO series is coming, you'll see. You'll see. Just wait for that announcement. I'm calling it. Oblivion Song, number 29, due to be ordered by Monday. Robert Kirkman that I am not reading. I gave it 11 fair issues and decided yet. Outcast, more Kirkman, is at issue number 47. Not reading that one either. Redneck, 29. I have checked out a couple of the early issues of this one. This is early Donny Cates. Still going, too. I mean, the dude's a machine, so hell yeah, get on it, Redneck. I hope to catch up eventually. I did go through and start finding early issues. You know, I picked up the Image first, but now I'm going through and, yeah, seeing what I can find, trying to collect this run. Scumbag, number 3, Rick Remender is just killing it on this series. I haven't had the chance to read my issue number 2 yet, but issue number 1 was fan-freaking-tastic, and don't sleep on this one. I think this one's got a lot of goddamn potential. I really do. Sea of Stars, number 8. Jason Aaron, just killing it with this. Dennis Hopeless, Stephen Green, Rico Renzi, just monsters. Monsters on this book. Another sleeper series that I feel people will be tripping over each other to get to on eBay. I would say by middle of next year. That's my thoughts. Spawn is a issue number 313, and I will say that you're gonna want all three covers on this. We got some first appearance covers. Come on, got Capullo's getting a variant. McFarlane has a cover. Bjorn Behrens, are you kidding me? Oh my god. It's the clown dressed up as Santa. Oh man, that is good. See, I almost thought that was Matina too. It's not. Who does he have in his? Oh my gosh, he's got dead bodies in the back. Little skulls. Mm-hmm. Bjorn Behrens, check that out. Look at you. My eye is now on you, sir. That is incredible. And then once again, Todd McFarlane, we got a first appearance character on there. Who is that? We'll find out. Omega Spawn? Oh man. Damn. That's good. That's good. And then, who is that? Capullo? Oh, these are so good. I love it. Yeah, no, I'll be getting two of each of those. And the low price of just $3 still. Look at McFarlane, just making sure. Making sure Spawn's affordable and accessible. And the other thing, I don't think they're printing a lot of these either. I don't think they'll be printing a lot. Unless you listen to this podcast and you listen to me and you're swayed by me. Just saying. I'm here for speculators too, man. From Johnny Christmas, we have Tartarus with its 8th issue coming out too. Covers to be ordered by Monday. And then Undiscovered Country, number 11. Scott Snyder and Charles Soule and Giuseppe Camuncoli. I see this as being the next Walking Dead type of phenomenon comic. I really do. That's why I hoard them. Yes. I read the, and you know, as far as it being a good read, yeah, it is. It's very character driven and it's gnarly. It's it's very gnarly. I admittedly I'm behind. I'm about 7 issues behind, but yep. As far as having it in my collection for the sake of speculation, there you go. Now, you might be expecting Marvel books to be mentioned at this point, and guess what? There aren't any. There are no Marvel books on the FOCs this week, so be prepared for a very, very light Christmas. Usually it's DC doing that, but there you go. Now, so those are all of the books that need to be ordered by Monday. I think we decided that's the 30th. At the absolute latest. So don't wait on that. But now we do have DC books to talk about. These books need to be ordered by Sunday. Don't ask me why. Just what it is. So, yeah. Just a few, though. Just a few. The indies really dominate the FOCs this week. So we have the Batman Annual number 5. Oh, damn. Damn, that's crazy. Inyuk Lee getting a cardstock variant on that. I do not have an image, but I bet it's good. I bet it's really, really good. I'll be getting both. Generations Shattered, number 1. What is this? Lee Bermejo getting a variant. Threat of cosmic proportions to DC's newest and oldest universe compels one of the most unusual groups of heroes ever assembled to take on the most mysterious foe they have ever encountered. What started in Detective Comics number 1027 explodes out of Dark Knight's death metal to tell the story of the generation-spanning history of the DC universe. Join the original Batman, Commandy, Starfire, Sinestro, Booster Gold, Dr. Light, Steel, and Sinestro in their quest to save the universe before time runs out. Yeah. All you gotta say is Booster Gold. And I'm in. Yes, I will be getting, let's see, how are we doing on the, that's not Lee Bermejo. That does not look like a Lee Bermejo variant. It is neat though, it's got Mixleplick on it. And a blonde Robin. Mm-hmm. That's... no way. Huh. If it is, that is not what I was expecting. Ginny Hex. Oh, yeah, you're gonna want this one. Ginny Hex Special Number 1. No, I didn't stutter. You didn't hear that wrong. It's Ginny. Ginny Hex stars in her first solo adventure. Speculation much? And she's ready and rearing to go. Bursting out of the pages of Young Justice, this fan-favorite gal is heading back home to take care of some unfinished business. Hoping to take some time off from the multiverse conflict, Jenny reconnects with some old friends and family. But that all goes out the window when a new foe called the Three-Eyed Jack, first appearance, transports her town to the Old West. Now it's up to Jenny to face off with the superpower gunslinger and save her town. But Jenny's about to learn that some threats are closer to her heart than expected. Story by Magdalene Visaggio and Gleb Melenkov doing the art. There you go. Looks like I will be getting everything DC this week. Justice League Endless Winter. Number 2. Mikhail Janin doing the A cover. Hoya. Hoya, baby. And Daniel Warren Johnson doing the cardstock. Ah, oh, come on. You guys are killing me. Killing me. But, yep. It does look like I will be getting everything that is coming out next week. All variants and all. Or not coming out next week. On the FOCs this week. I misspoke. Yeah, this is all the stuff on the FOCs this week. So there you go. That does it. Those are the FOCs. Kind of bummer there's no Marvel, but, you know, it looks like the indies are making up for it. And we have some, you know, abnormal stuff coming out as far as DC goes. You know, the Endless Winter stuff, a Ginny Hex special, Generation Shattered, an annual. Yeah, not typical at all. No ongoing coming out from DC. So, there you go. Before I tell you about the books coming out next week, I'm going to tell you all about Hooked on Comics. You got to know about Hooked on Comics. Let me tell you about Hooked on Comics. They are the ultimate place to get your books without having to walk into a store, deal with any face masks or germs or viruses or death or anything like that. Because they're an online-based comic distributor. They have a brick-and-mortar store too, but the majority of their sales, I would imagine, come from their online auctions and Buy It Now sales. Tuesday's my favorite show. Tuesday's your new book pre-sale show. You know, I'm all about them new news. Yeah, get your opportunity to get these books before they hit the shelves on Wednesday. If you're somebody that stays up on the speculation and whatnot, you know, i.e. listening to this podcast and following the news, then you know what to look for already. And you don't have to align your schedules with the opening of any, you know, your local comic book shop and all that good stuff. You know, this is all taken into account. You don't pre-order your books. if you pre-order your books, which you can do through Hooked on Comics, and usually don't have that issue. But even people like myself miss a book from time to time. And I have to rely on Hooked on Comics to help me out there. So Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time is where you could find me all up in their show, snatching up new books. Or you can find them also throughout the week. They do $5 Buy It Now sales and claim sales. And then Saturdays, their big boy show. That's when they're putting up their keys and their slabs and their silvers and their bronzes and all of that good stuff. Auction style. So check out John and the family, Hooked on Comics, Tuesdays and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays on NSCLiveTV.com. Yep, check them out for sure. And then you gotta like the Hooked on Comics Facebook page, and if you're joined all up in the Cheers to Comics Facebook group, then you know I'm sharing out their live feeds as well. So get all up in it. Hooked on Comics, man. You know, you comics always make a great gift. You know, I've I know I hate to be using holiday consumerism as an excuse for this, but, you know, I mean, it's, people love comics year-round. You know, they really make a great gift year-round, and Hooked on Comics really is an incredible source to be able to cop those deals, so there y'all slurds. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. In case you can't tell, I am slowly losing my voice here. Take a breath, and I will be right back to talk about the books coming out on the 2nd of December, Wednesday, New Comic Book Day.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan Jay.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and parlay points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
All right, I'm back, and I am ready to talk about New Comic Book Day. These are the books coming out on the 2nd of December, 2020. And there are some doozies. We're talking quality over quantity this week, guys. Show. And we're going to start out with DC. These books may be available on Tuesday, not necessarily Wednesday. It all depends on your local comic book shop. I can get into why, but I'm not going to. So just deal with it. Tuesday or Wednesday DC books, starting with Batman, number 104. We're continuing on with this little Ghostmaker whatchamahabits. And I've been digging it. It's good. It's fun. You know, I like it. And then we got a big one, possibly the biggest one. Mm-hmm. The long-awaited Batman Catwoman number one from Black Label. It's Tom King and Clay Mann and Tom Amore coming back to, you know, do more Batman stuff. This is going to be a 12-parter. Now, I wasn't aware, or apparently I had forgotten, that this is going to be a Black Label book. That means it's non-canonical. Meaning, none of this shit means anything, which is kind of, we'll see. We'll see. A DC at any given time could just tie this in, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know what any of it means. Is it a what-if type of scenario? We'll find out. We will. We will find out. Supposedly, we're going to get a first appearance of old Phantasm. Yep. It's hard to believe. But, yeah, that's going to be coming out of this series. This first issue? Don't know. Probably, though. I don't know. We'll find out. So, yeah, that's where we're at on DC with the Batman and the Catwoman and the what have you next week. Also, we have the sixth issue of the seven-part miniseries, Deceased, Dead Planet, number six. Tom Taylor and Trevor Harrison just killing it. One of my favorite series ever is this Deceased stuff that he's doing. This is really good. And this Dead Planet is much deeper. Much deeper than the previous stuff. You know, and he really, really dives in deep on the DC character log. Lots of C-listers popping in and out of here. And of course, we got our A-listers as well. Far Sector number 9 from the Young Animal type of scenario situation. So she's gonna be a thing apparently here real soon, real heavy in the Future State event. So her first solo, whatever it is, I believe it's her first appearance in this Far Sector number one. And this is a big one, so I it might not be bad to brush up on all of this, see what's going on here. We got Endless Winter here. Justice League Endless Winter number one. This is just a little two-parter and, yeah, a little mini event that's going on here in DC. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm going to check it out. We'll see. Issue 12 of Metal Men is coming out. Yep, this is it. And Dan DiDio's little last hoorah with DC. His last little thingy he did. Aw, look at that. You know, I read the first few issues of Metal Men, and I thought, you know, it was pretty neato. I want to know who these Metal Men are. And, you know, it was pretty neato. But priorities kind of fell, you know, otherwise. And, yeah, it happens. It happens. So, regrettably, I am behind. But from what I've read, it has been very intriguing. The Nth Metal Men and what have you. Strange Adventures, number 7. Damn, number 7 already. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to read this. Yeah, this is more Tom King, and, you know, the first issue was great. You know, I had these thoughts of, well, shit, I'm gonna actually be able to read this week to week. And then the second issue came out, and I thought, nope, I'm gonna have to just read it all at once like I did with Mr. Miracle, so that's what's going on here. I'm gonna check it out. It was very, very entertaining, that's for damn sure. Tales from the Dark Multiverse, Wonder Woman, War of the Gods. So this is, you know, a bunch of little one-shots, these Tales from the Dark Multiverse books, and they just kind of take an iconic storyline or arc or whatever and darkify it, because that's the thing. And that's, yeah, what's going on here. So they're using the Wonder Woman, War of the Gods to get Dark Multiversed. From the Sandman universe, we have The Dreaming Waking Hours, number 5 already. There we go. Mm-hmm. It speaks for itself, right? Green Lantern season... No, this is a graphic novel. Never mind. Never mind. What else? What else? Wonder Woman... Oh, it's a digital first. Come on. No, that's it. That's all. Those are all the books coming out from DC next week. So, hope you pre-ordered. Get excited. There you go. Now let's talk the rest of the new releases coming out. And, yeah. Let's... get all set up here, situated. Alright, let's start at the bottom with Vault. Vault Comics coming out next week. Slated to hit your slots. We've got Heavy. Heavy number 3. I gotta go through and read number 2. I got my books late that week, so I fell behind. And, Heavy is just... Issue 1 was so goddamn good. I'm ashamed to say that I'm behind, but that won't be for long. That will not be for long. Vampire the Masquerade, number 5. 3 covers we had to pick from on that. And, yeah. There you go. There you go for Vampire Masquerade. Oh, yeah. Up from Vault, we go to... Oni? Yep, Oni Press. Oni Press coming out next week. We've got Backtrack, number 9. Series in which I am not familiar. But it's a thing coming out, so get excited there. Also, we have Dryad. Dryad number 7. Bam. I want another one I don't really know anything about. But, yeah. What are you going to do? I can't read them all. I try, but I can't. It's hard. And expensive. Anything coming out from Black Box? Yes, from Black Box Entertainment. One which I... Once again, I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. I didn't go through and do any prepping or pre-anything at all. I'm just kind of going... Biggs and Tiny is wrapping up with his 5th issue. So there you go. Whatever that was is coming to an end. Up from Black Box, we go to Antarctic Press. We've got... Never mind. Ahoy Comics. Ahoy Comics, we have Happy Hour, number 2. That looks interesting. Peter Milligan and Michael Montanant. Electric Funny Sticks, Blood-Sucking Joy Leeches, The Cuddly Horrors of Puppy Treatment, these and other state-enforced remedies for unhappiness drive Jerry and Kim to escape from readjustment. Center in the world's most depressing clown car. Okay. Plus extra prose stories and illustrations. Alright, interesting. See, now the rule at Ahoy is it's got to be funny, otherwise it's not allowed. So if you're looking for comedy, you can always look towards Ahoy. Ablaze? Yeah, a little bit of... do we? Nope, never mind. More graphic novels. Scratch that. Boom. Boom Studios. From Boom Studios coming out next week, we have Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 20. There are 1, 2, 3 covers to choose from there. What else? Lumberjanes, End of Summer. This is $6.99 books. 2, 3 covers to pick from on that. And out of the sake of speculation, This Mighty Morphin number 1 second printing looks like there's a Zordon cover of sorts. That could mean something. You know, is that Zordon? Maybe it's his brother. I don't know. I never know. Or maybe you do and I'm just ignorant. But something tells me that book, that printing, could be something. So there you go. Don't sleep on second printings. Well, let's go... Nope, not Dynamite. Typical Dynamite bullshit. IDW. From IDW, we have... We don't have that. My Little Ponies Transformers number 1 did going into a second printing, so... Awesome. But as far as first printings go this week from IDW, very small week. Very, very small week. We have Sonic the Hedgehog number 35. Two covers we had to choose from on that, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles? Alright. The Turtles, Jenica, Chapter 2, Issue number 2 of a 6-parter this week, and Brom Rebel. Just, so good. I'm loving the hell out of Jenica. From Dark Horse Comics coming out next week, we've got Hellboy and the BPRD, Her Fatal Hour. Looks like it's just a little one-shot here. Two covers you had to choose from on that one coming out Wednesday. Orville, number 4, Heroes, part 2 of 2. If you gotta ask, you probably don't need to know. You probably already know if it matters to you. I don't know what any of that means. Orville, number 4, Heroes, part 2 of 2. I don't know. But there was two covers on that one. Oh, where there's video games, there's Dark Horse, and where, yeah, Overwatch. Oh boy, Overwatch getting a comic here. Overwatch, Tracer, London, Colin, number 1. Calling, not Colin. Two covers on that one. Spy Island, number 4. That's wrapping up with a little 4-parter. Cool, be able to go through and read that. I'm excited, seemed like a lot of fun. Stranger Things, Dungeons and Dragons crossover, issue number 2. There were 4 covers that you had to choose from on that one. Maybe you'll still get the opportunity to make a choice on Wednesday, but odds are against you. Just saying. It's best to pre-order. Listen to the first part of the podcast, probably the most important. And then from Image Comics, to wrap up the indies coming out next week, we have Dead Body Road, Bad Blood, and its 6th issue. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Firepower coming out with its 6th issue. You know, I keep saying, okay, maybe I'll give it a shot, but I'm done. I know it was recommended to me finally. Finally someone was like, oh yeah, I'm reading that book. But then I was told I have to read like a whole graphic novel beforehand for any of this to make sense, and yeah, no, I'm not. Pardon me, but no sir. Please and thank you. Inkblot coming out with its 4th issue. This is one that I'm all the way behind on. I added it to the pull list and never really had the chance to pick it up yet. But what are you going to do? It happens. Add it to the apocalypse stack, I guess. That Texas Blood is at issue number 6. I did go through and I tracked down an issue number 1. I have a feeling this series might catch fire real late. But I got a good feeling about it. I'll trade weight it though as far as the rest of it. I'm not going to go through and try to track those down unless I find them for real cheap. But I'm not going to make too much of an effort. I hear it's great though. I hear it's a really, really good series. Unearth, number 8. There you go. Get excited about that. Don't know anything about it, but there it is. And then also The Walking Dead Deluxe. It's coming out with its 4th issue. There's all of the variants because, you know, there's 4 to be... a little more precise, but yeah, I'll pick this up once I get to issue number 7, because that's where I'm at in The Walking Dead. Then I'll start reading The Walking Dead regularly, and that's exciting, right? And yeah, that's it for the indies. Now let's move on to the Marvel. Any Marvel comics coming out next week? I do believe so. Once again, we're talking quality, not quantity this week. Let's start out with Amazing Spider-Man, number 53.LR, Last Remains, just 1 cover this week. I'm not really reading any of the .LRs, but I have them. They're on my pull list because I'm a masochistic completionist. Atlantis Attacks, number 5 of 5, following this whole new agents of Atlantis, Atlas, I don't know, maybe it's not, maybe it's just Namor stuff, I'm lost, I'm not reading it, I can't really speak on it, but 2 covers coming out for that one. Black Widow, number 4, there are 1, 2, 3 covers on that one, one of which is a nullified variant done by Skahn. Yep, I'm into that. I did subscribe to all of the nullified variants, and that is, ouchie poo on the wallets. Champions coming out with its 3rd issue. I'm happy to say that I'm actually reading this one ongoing. Now, maybe that I just pick up issue number 1 for the sake of having the new number 1 from Marvel, being a collector and all, but, you know, it turns out I actually enjoyed it. I was never much of a Champions fan, but this, this is good stuff, man. This is good stuff. Eve Ewing, is that who's doing it? Yep, Eve Ewing. Look at her go. Just killing it. Just killing it. Daredevil coming out with its 25th issue. That's nice. Still only a $4 cover price. That's nice. It's nice. I like that. Marco Cicchetto back at it. Pick up Daredevil if you're not reading Daredevil, guys. Go through. Do what you gotta do to get the trades, because, you know, finding those first few issues probably gonna be a little pricey. Issue number 1, especially number 2 with that first appearance of Detective Cole, but if you're just looking for quality comic book reading that's not crossing over into a bunch of events and bullshit, then Daredevil, that's the one. And there was a badass nullified variant done by Ken Lashley as well. Ew, hey, look at that. Neato. Man, I really like these nullified variants. I know what theme I'm doing next on my book, or my wall of books. My book of walls. It's a coffee table book about walls. Carrying on. I apologize. Fantastic Four Road Trip, number 1. I don't know what's going on there. Let's find out, I guess. I asked. Ooh. Jesus Christ. That is a gnarly variant. The thing is just... Whoa. That's gruesome. Okay, yeah, you'll have to see for yourself, but there are 3 variants on this. Del Mundo does a pretty good variant as well. What is this? Fantastic Four earns some money. Oh, yeah, I did all of this. They're on a road trip and everything gets fucked. As one would expect to happen on a Fantastic Four trip of any kind. Hellions, number 7. This is no longer crossing into 10 of Swords. That is all done. Even though it says XO Swords in the description. The fallout from X of Swords. Okay. There we go. Alright. Yeah, no, I got a lot of Dawn of X catching up to do. A lot of 10 of Swords reading to do. Next up we have the book from Marvel this week, the much anticipated King in Black, number 1. There you go. If you don't know what it is, you're probably just getting into comics, and that's okay. No one's here to gatekeep, no one's here to judge, but you need to know what Null is, that's for damn sure. This event gonna be huge. I know I've got my Venom number 3 coming back from CGC here any day now, and yep, I'm gonna flip the shiza out of it after this series. That's how I'm predicting it. There are 7 covers on this one. Everything from Momoko to a spoiler to a blank black to a tattoo to a Stegman. You get it. A little connecting action. Also, we have Null Marvel Tales. This is an anthology series. Shines a spotlight on fan favorite characters, features timeless stories, and highlights of some of Marvel's most impressive talent from the past 8 decades. First superstar creators, Donny Cates, retelling that whole thing, and then I don't know if there's anything new in here or not. I don't think that I subscribed to it, so if there is, I'm funked. But Mm-hmm. I mean, I like Null and all, but I don't get $8 Null anthologies. So it's just, you know. Miles Morales, Spider-Man number 21. 1, 2, 3 covers to choose from on here. A dope-ass Inyok Lee nullified variant. I'm telling you, these nullified variants are... Oh, there's a little nullified seal. See, I want to see more of that. Where was another one? Let me see here. Of course, there's not a nullified King in Black variant. Or is there another nullified? Yes, there is a seal on there. Cool. Nice. I like that. I like that. I know there was one cover I looked at last week. And didn't have that little rubber seal. Dig it. MODOK. MODOK Head Games number 1. 1, 2, 3 covers on that one. One of which is a Scotty Young variant. Mm-hmm. Always exciting. Always exciting. Savage Avengers number 15. 2 covers on that one. Alexander Lozano getting a variant, though. Wow, Savage Avengers never gets variants. And Lozano getting the variant to boot. That sounds fun. A little behind on Savage Avengers, but I dig the shit out of it when I do read it. The Union, number 1. I do believe this. There's first a team appearance. Oh, way too many extra syllables. First team appearances. First appearance of teams. Something like that. Somewhere in those words you get a sentence. But that's what's going on there, potentially. 1, 2, 3 covers on that one. And then, oh, we have Thor. Always exciting when Thor's coming out. Thor, number 10. Oh, man. Dr. Donald Blake's looking a little crazy. Oh, I hope this turns into something. I do. I hope this Donald Blake character really turns into something, and issue number 9 becomes another hot, hot, hot Thor issue. There is an incredible Ken Lashley nullified variant on that. Oh, that is so good. So good. I dig it. And to wrap up the show, the last book slated to hit your slots on Wednesday in alphabetical order is X-Factor. X-Factor number 5. So, bam. There you have it. Those are the books that came out. There's not a whole lot that I skipped or missed. And if I did, I apologize. But, yeah. Once again, I'm not here to, you know, steer you away from anything. I'm only here to guide you, get comics into your hands. The more unsuspecting you are, the better. Mm-hmm. So, yep, pre-order your books. I can't stress that enough. You don't pre-order your books, I have no sympathy for you when you gotta go to eBay and then you're that guy that creates that Facebook post where it's all bent in half and you paid $10 for it. Yep, so just pre-order your books from reputable local comic book shops. It could save you a buttload of money, and yeah, Hooked on Comics, one of them amazing places to do that, you know? I've never had a problem with their shipping, ever. Admittedly, I don't know if they have any type of discount program. I can't say that for sure, but I do know that they have a subscription program, so get excited. There you go. So, it's been a podcast. I hope you have been enlightened and swayed, or I don't know, had your mind open in some way, shape, or form, reminded. It's important to be reminded. I need reminded of stuff all the time. Great books coming out. Make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars on iTunes or anywhere else that you can rate the podcast. I appreciate those efforts greatly. They really do help out this podcast tremendously, especially on iTunes. Can't stress that enough. Also, Patreon, patreon.com/cheers2comics. As little as a dollar shows me how much you love me, baby. And yeah, man. Yeah, it's good stuff. You're automatically going to get free stickers. That's just like that. When I say stickers, I'm not going to just send you a sticker. I want you to stick the Cheers to Comics logo all over the goddamn place. I'm going to send you a bunch of stickers. Give them to your friends. Yeah, that's all for the low, low $1 startup of our jumping on Patreon. No, that doesn't. I'm done. You slurds, as always, I love the shit out of you. Stay safe out there. Please, 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 please. Read responsibly. Cheers. Fuckers.
You're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
This is Mark Russell, and you're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
This is Drew Zucker. You're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.